Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
One of the biggest joys of buying an item online is tracking it, right? And seeing where your parcel is at. I am guilty of doing this. Tracking has become commonplace in the e-commerce world and has been inextricable from customer service. So spearheading the industry, D-Track is the first SaaS to provide a tap-to-track feature, which allows customers to track their own deliveries live on a map with an ETA. This is a concept widely familiar with, well, you guessed it, ride-hailing apps. It does not end there, though. D-Track has also brought in AI to the logistics scene. AI has largely transformed business operations and technological advancements in the last decade, in fact, even in the domain of logistics. And also, aside from using AI to save on fuel charges by optimizing delivery routes, D-Track is also taking a step further by introducing AI for compliance in the last mile. What does this exactly mean? Well, in a time when we are faced with a pandemic, how has D-Track's solution further help its clients and customers? To tell us more about this exciting AI and tracking is Fanny C, COO and co-founder of D-Track. Good morning, Fanny.
Good morning, Timothy.
All right. So D-Track, Fanny, was launched back in 2014, a startup with an award-winning revolutionary real-time vehicle tracking and electronic proof of delivery solutions that, well, pretty much works anywhere in the world. So tell me all about this. What is the business model all about?
I think maybe I will bring back the story to when we first started.
Sure.
Because that we actually were inspired to set up D-Track. So my first foray into entrepreneurship was setting up a florist business with my co-founder, who is also my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So one Valentine's Day, ordered spice, and we were so thrilled about it, right? But however, it turned out to be such a nightmare because of the logistic challenges that we were facing. So, you know, during Valentine's Day, flowers prices hike, right? So all these boyfriends, husbands and friends actually spend so much to buy the bouquets for their loved ones. And they want to know when exactly the deliveries are.
Of course.
And whether the deliveries have been received, and was it received by the girlfriend or the wife, and what time did they receive it exactly? They want all this information. And we do not have any access to it.
Okay.
So we tried calling the drivers, right, who were obviously busy on the roads driving, and they couldn't answer our calls. And even when they did, they couldn't give us the answers that we needed because all the paper delivery orders were at the back of the van, and they had to go and search through the pile. But even then, we lacked the real-time data as to whether this delivery was made at exactly what time, was it successful, and the details about it. Was it received by the security guard, or was it received by the actual recipient herself? We had no such information to offer to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we were doing a post-mortem after the whole event, a traumatizing event, actually. And we tried to look for a solution that could cater to an SME like us that is lightweight and could probably leverage on the, you know, widespread use of smartphones. And we found none. So we think that we see a very good market gap there, and we jumped on it. So in 2014, we went live into production as the world's first software as a service test that provide business anywhere in the world instant access to empower their last mile to become efficient, cost-effective, and also, and more importantly, automating real-time communications between all the stakeholders to make the last mile truly visible.
So the way you make it sound, it sounds like D-Track system, the ePOD system solution, is different from the others. How is it different from others?
I think, first of all, it's different from the others because when you use, like, maybe some food delivery apps or some apps these days, they do mark the deliveries as, oh, it's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not know exactly what time, and they may not have the photo proofs or any kind of proof to show that this delivery has been done. So I think I have experienced it myself. I'm not sure about you, where I have deliveries that were marked completed, but they never got to me.
Or it gets to you hours later after it's been after you receive a message to say it's been completed.
Yes, exactly. So this transparency and this robustness of the EPOD is missing. in this whole cycle. So for D-Track, what we offer is that we track the drivers, and the operators will be able to see the entire route they have taken. We have a route log to document whichever stop they made, how long they stopped there. And on top of that, our app even works in offline conditions. So for instance, if the delivery was done in a basement or in an area where the internet could be spotty or intermittent, we're still able to capture accurate geotag, which is the location where the delivery has been completed, as well as the exact time where the delivery was being made. And on top of that, to cater to the pandemic, we also came out with the remote signature capturing for contactless delivery. So we all know that, you know, during the pandemic, we do not want to come into contact with many people as per usual. You know, coming into contact with the drivers becomes something that people are fearful of. Mm-hmm. And of course, let alone using the driver's device to sign on it. You don't really want to touch this unknown device that doesn't belong to you.
That's true.
So doing, yeah. But however, when you talk about contactless delivery, I think the thing that comes to our mind is that, oh, the delivery person will just put my delivery at my doorstep. But however, this process is very much lacking because, first of all, the integrity of the delivery and the safety of the delivery is being compromised. Mm-hmm. If the delivery actually contains things that are perishable or things that are expensive, you wouldn't actually want it to be left behind or left outside your door. So what we have is, like you mentioned earlier, a tap-to-track feature where these deliveries will have real-time information being sent to their recipient, just like how you call for a Grab. So on your phone, you can tell that, oh, my delivery is already coming and going to be there in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And once the delivery is dropped, you know that it is there. At that moment, it's already outside your house and this notification is sent to you. So you pick it up and you sign for it on your own device.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, to show that you have delivered. Because also in the B2B context where without a signed delivery, actually businesses are unable to send the invoices or the bill for it.
That's
so
true.
This feature came in really handy. Yes, especially in the face of the pandemic.
All right, Fanny, let's just talk about the impact of COVID-19 though. Apart from the contactless delivery, how did the COVID-19 pandemic impact D-Track's business?
During COVID, we were not really badly affected. Okay, so because for D-Track, we are a generic proof of delivery system that all businesses that does delivery will be able to leverage on for their operation.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have customers that were very badly hit. We have customers that actually do rental, sound systems rental, toilet rental for events, rentals of chairs and tables, and that is one part of things. We have a lot of printers as well that actually do large format printing for events.
Mm-hmm.
And these businesses were actually very hard hit. And because we serve users from more than 50 countries, so some of these countries, they were having a full lockdown where no deliveries can go through except for medical delivery. It's quite saddening for us because we do have some of our long-term clients that have been with us for like 5 years. They have to face the fate of having to close down because of this pandemic.
Right.
On the other hand, because we also have a very robust suite of systems that serves the needs of the last mile delivery that spike in many countries. So you could say that things kind of balance off. In fact, I think we did better in terms of sales and in terms of having new companies on board during the pandemic, because during a lockdown, of course, deliveries for groceries, deliveries for food, deliveries for necessities or spike. So that, especially in Singapore, we do see a very steep increase in the number of companies that actually came on board. I think we have like a more than 100% increase in the number of companies that implemented D-Track during the COVID period from Singapore compared to before that.
That sounds like a milestone, but staying ahead of what you've achieved so far, Fanny, what else is in the forefront in the logistics technology that will keep you ahead of your competitors?
I think you have mentioned earlier that we are now looking into infusing AI into our application. And one of the use of AI, which we are actually at the forefront of and be the first to start, is that we put in AI face recognition into the process of capturing proof of delivery.
Mm.
So especially during this pandemic where you have contactless deliveries, right? So photo proofs become something that is important and also more accepted than having no proof at all that the delivery is being made. But however, when we are doing photo proof, the question of privacy, the question of personal data privacy comes into play. So we do have customers, food drivers, drivers actually have a really busy job. They are supposed to deliver like maybe 50 to 100 parcels a day.
Right, yes.
Yes. And they have to carry the parcel and then to facilitate the delivery. So they actually have a very hectic schedule to keep up to. So these drivers, when they're doing the taking the photos for the proof of delivery, mm-hmm. sometimes unintentionally, they capture photos of people in sight. And that actually makes the customers very upset. Because sometimes the photos actually contain like their loved ones or their babies, their children. So they're uncomfortable that, you know, you have this photo of mine kept into your business.
Yeah, or not dressed properly, you know.
Yes. And then is my data being kept properly? Why are you having you're not allowed to take a photo without my permission.
Right.
You know? Yes. So we understand these drivers are doing it unintentionally, but sometimes the person is like at the background or in the side, you know, so he didn't really focus on that when he's taking the photo. So we have our facial recognition system that goes in that every time he takes this photo, we will detect for faces, human okay. faces inside. And we will naturally see about and inform him that a driver that this photo you have taken has or you are going to take has a person inside. So delete it or don't use it
okay.
unless you have permission to use it.
One last thing to worry about for people who might have their photo in it because of AI.
Yeah. So I think this one like we roll out this feature and we have customers that call us and say that we really saved our day and that was the best Christmas present we have ever given them because they process about 10,000 deliveries a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they have quite a few drivers, not a lot, but maybe about 3 to 5. But that is enough for them to have a huge headache because the customer service support have to, you know, pacify angry customers who feel that their privacy has been invaded because the photos have been taken of their family members or even themselves. So that was a lot of paperwork to do. There was a lot of trail to actually delete the photos that has been captured in the system. So they were really grateful that we made their life easier and also at the same time protect the interests of their customers.
Fascinating. Thank you very much for sharing your insights, Fanny. Fanny C is COO and co-founder of DTrack on the role of AI in logistics.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.